It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, February 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell gets set to host the Class A and AA state gymnastics meet today and tomorrow at the high school. In AA, the Mitchell Colonels will compete in the team event that starts at 3:30 this afternoon, looking for a strong finish behind the favorites and top-ranked Harrisburg Tigers. In leading Mitchell this year is Kiana Groper and Olivia Plenty. Meanwhile, in Class A, it is Parkston, Ethan Hansen, Mount Vernon. They compete in the team event that starts at 10 o'clock this morning, looking for their state title. Then individual championships for both classes scheduled for Saturday at the Mitchell High School. Mitchell Girls Wrestling finished 8th overall at the ESD Conference meet yesterday in Brandon. Pierre would win the team title with 168 points. Danny Borgia of Mitchell took home first at 120 pounds, while Mikayla Linke, she was third in the 100-pound weight class. Mitchell Girls Wrestling will compete next week at the Region 3A tournament. That is Friday, February 20th at 3 p.m. at the Mitchell High School. South Dakota State women's basketball outscored North Dakota 77-32 over the final three quarters last night. SDSU wins 94-48. Brooklyn Meyer had her sixth double-double of the season, finishing with 21 points and 15 rebounds on 9 of 13 shooting. Meyer played just 23 minutes. SDSU got points from 12 different players, including 8 Jackrabbits, with at least 7 points. The women improved to 9-2 in the Summit League, 19-6 overall. They host Kansas City tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. The Jackrabbit pregame show starts at 1:30 on Saturday on KORN News Radio. SDSU men's basketball would lose at Denver last night 79-61 as they now fall to 11-15 on the season and 4-7 in the conference. Damon Wilkinson had a team-high 18 points, while Joe Seiler added 15. The SDSU men will be at Oral Roberts tomorrow night at 7. We'll also have coverage with the Jackrabbit pregame show at 6:30 tomorrow on KORN News Radio. USD women's basketball would pick up an overtime victory at home last night, defeating Kansas City 70-65. Tori Schlegel had a team-high 17 points for the Coyotes off the bench, while Molly Joyce added 15. USD women host to Omaha coming up on Thursday of next week at 7 p.m. High school basketball from last night. On the boys' side, number 4 Freeman defeated Corsica Stickney 70-27, while 8th-ranked Westington Springs defeated Hitchcock Tulare 60-46. Also in boys' action last night, Avon over Trip Delmont Armor 62-46, and Kimball White Lake, they would lose to Burke 62-46. Girls' basketball, Westington Springs over Hitchcock Tulare 48-41, in overtime, and the Avon girls would defeat Trip Delmont Armor 43-33. We do have coverage tonight of the Dakota Wesleyan Culver's Girls Classic at the Corn Palace with the final two games on the schedule. They'll be on Q107.3 and Q107radio.com. Coverage starts at 7:30 tonight when number 1 Lyman takes on number 2 Parkston, followed by the 9 o'clock game between number 3 Bennett County and number 5 Ethan. The Dakota Wesleyan Culver's Girls Classic starts this morning at 9 a.m. as Freeman takes on Gettysburg. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.